Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
I don't want to brag, I'm just saying. You know, I could get Dennis to pull but you know, we had this put it down session on Friday. Jazz was undefeated, came in hot. Not so much this weekend. I don't know. But first of all, excuse me. I'm sorry. My rudeness. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Everybody's
good? Good morning. Yes.
I'm
good.
Oh, you got a little over your skis there for a minute?
No.
You feeling pretty good, huh? You feeling good about this?
I'm feeling pretty good. Yes, I am. I'm just saying.
Oh, you have no idea how much I was dreading this moment. You have no idea.
Well, people may be wondering what we're talking about. Well, we made some predictions on Friday. And I got challenged. I mean, people, Twitter, say I was crazy to even defend the fact that one of the best teams playing in the nation, not only the ACC, the Florida State Seminoles, is no way in the hell the University of North Carolina could beat them. D. Woods had faith, I had faith, but not everybody else was against us. Jasmine, K-Mac, DC, and another million people. Silence means you're complicit. If you don't say that, that means you're going along with everybody else.
You know what? Dead and buried. Gone. Dead and count them out. Tell them, Nick. Let me guess. The Tar Heels, D.L. Reese, and D. Woods. Yeah. With Jacob in the Lions did. Okay. All
right. Yeah, exactly. That's good as well. But big time game, a big win for the Tar Heels on Saturday. Tar Heels 78, Florida State 70. And it was a game that they Carolina had to win to get them back in the good. I think they was going to be okay if they won either against Florida State or Duke. And I think I may stumble tonight against Syracuse. Who knows? But anyway, but to beat that caliber team was a big win. And you may ask a question, Jasmine. Okay, man. What did we learn from the game about Carolina? Anything we learned? Any takeaways from that, Jay? You was there.
Yeah, the biggest takeaway is that they can turn the game around. They were ugly in that first half. Yeah. They came out in the second half a completely different team, able to win.
Yeah, they was down by how many? They was down by what? 14 or some crazy?
As many as 14, I want to say.
Yeah,
shots weren't following, missed assignments, turning the ball over, just careless. And that second half team, completely different one.
Let me let you in on a little secret just between you and I. I turned the damn TV off. I said, you know what?
See, there's the secret.
Beat me to it. Finally, you figured out exactly what it takes for them to get. See, you put too much pressure on me.
I know. That's what it is, man.
The pressure of you watching was too much.
I turned it back on. I said, damn. They're only down by 10? Okay. They're only down by 8? Wait a minute. I said, what happened? Now I want to go back and see what the hell happened. But anyway, I thought what I learned from that is exactly what Jasmine said. Jasmine said, I think, I don't know, when they want to play, they play. And Walker Kessler had a game of his really short career. I mean, I kind of like him. I mean, I always liked him. He's more athletic than you think. I think he's got a kid that was 6'1 up until like last week or something. He's got a kid that, you know, he was short. Then over summer, he grew like 12 inches or something. Because he has that kind of... seems like he's played. He hadn't been tall, that tall, all his life, obviously, but seems like he's played. He's handled the ball before and be a 7-footer, 7-1, I think it is. He played pretty well.
Yeah, he was balling. Then you see him taking the ball up the court. I'm like, boy, if you don't pass that ball to a guard so they can set it up.
Did he start meme mugging everybody every day? Meme mugging everybody like,
yeah. This is really his game. 20 points on the night. It's huge. 8 rebounds.
K-Mac, your thoughts on the game. What did you learn from was it more about Carolina or less about Florida State? Or Carolina, what's your thoughts?
Florida State showed me they actually kind of, because they had an opportunity to continue to dominate the game. Carolina didn't do much other than come out and say, you know what, you're just not going to punk me, right? And then once they started to show a little fight, Florida State were like, oh, should we fight too? And it was just weird to watch Florida State just kind of go, we should win because we're better, right? I'm thinking, I know you guys don't think that you're that much better than UNC, do you? And I think they probably learned a very valuable lesson, which is in this league, if you really want to win, sometimes you have to actually put in the work. And they stopped putting in the work, and Carolina was like, well, it shouldn't have showed me that we could win because we're going to come back. And I like the fact that at least they started not saying, hey, you're not just going to bully us. You're not going to do that to us. Yeah. I think that showed a lot of effort by UNC.
Yeah, I mean, big win, Carolina 7-8, FSU 7-8. The other thing, now, let's be careful. FSU is a good basketball team. Don't sleep.
Oh, absolutely. They should have won the game. So let's be clear. Right. Everybody just listening. I know Reese, we're feeling real good right now, he and D. Woods and the crew. They should have lost that game by at least 10, maybe 15. They should have lost that game. But Florida State couldn't figure out how to get out of their own way once UNC said, well, you ain't going to just beat it by 30.
Well, maybe it's the fans, Jazz. I mean, this is the first game the fans were able to attend this season. Did you feel the impact? Being there, did fans make a difference is the question.
I think so. There were some times in the first half where it's like, all right, guys, like y'all are here. Like you got to, you know, cheer, get them in the game. But even still, there were moments where I think the fans really did have an impact, whether it was on their feet or cheering and things like that. I definitely say so. Games are just better with fans.
Wow. Well, you know, it's a lot going on, and we got a lot of sound on all the games this weekend. But speaking of the fans, let's hear what Coach Williams had to say about the fans.
I tell you, it was 3,200 or 3,400, whatever it was. It was the best 3,200 crowd I've ever seen in my life, or 3,400.
Oh, come on.
I can't explain to them enough how much a better atmosphere it was. I can't explain to them enough about how helpful it was. And I've never lost a game because of the crowd. But today they helped us win this game because they didn't give up. And I think that I was thrilled for them. I'd be thrilled if we'd get back to a more normal place in our world. I hope we don't start opening things up too quickly and start seeing those spikes come back up with the new variants around. And I watch it every day, guys, every day. I got more knowledge and probably on this stuff than all you guys in front of me there. But the crowd was sensational. It was fun being back in that environment. I didn't even care one time I was yelling out what play I wanted them to run, and they couldn't hear because the crowd was so loud, and that was a neat deal. But I love our fans and have for 18 years, but this one will go back in my mind to be a game that I'll remember for a long, long time.
Oh, well, boy. Mm-hmm.
Huh? What's that, man?
Yeah, see, he has a way of taking things away from you when you didn't have no value for it last time, see? See how you treated the fans 2 years ago? See what I'm saying?
Shoot, what about last game when he said, they ain't that dumb?
See what I'm saying?
And if they are.
See? Mm-hmm. Now you say to yourself, oh, boy, I am so thankful to have fans. I bet you are, Coach.
I tell you one thing. The fans were chatting Walker Kessler's name, and they asked Walker, I guess, how do you feel about the fans called his name? This is what he had to say.
Once again, it's lost words. Playing at a historic program in a historic arena, hearing your name chanted, it's pretty cool. I would recommend it if you've never experienced it.
Very nice. And came back, Jasmine, you notice Coach Weeman said he'd never forget this game, given the fans and the amount of fans were there. But that's another reason why he'd never forget this game. This was his 900th win as a coach. Shout out to Coach Williams. And they asked him about that winning 900 games, and this is what he had to say about it.
You know, guys, I've said it before. I'll look back on it one of these days and say, hey, that was pretty neat. But I was focused on one thing, trying to help this team get to 15. And we laid a bad egg a couple of days ago, and I wanted to bounce back desperately. I told them I wanted them to have that desperately focused attitude that I'll have. You know, it's neat, and I appreciate all the players that have ever been involved in those things, my assistant coaches. I've had the staff for 33 years. I felt like I've had the best coaching staff in the world, and I believe that every day. But it was nice, but I wanted to get them into the locker room so we could act like a fool. And Steve Robinson and Steve Kirshner, and I really didn't want to do anything, but it was nice. And that, like I said the other day, though, 69 is not a round number, but I appreciated shooting 69 more than I did 70. And, you know, if I dropped dead walking out before the game today, I would have still had 899. That's not that far from 900. So it's okay.
Okay, Kiara Luck.
How's that for an answer?
Oh, go on, Coach.
Coach be making a whole lot of he'd be bouncing around a lot, don't he? His comments. You got to really follow him. You're like, okay, all right, that's cool. Okay, that was a good little bad little Monday. We're talking good little bad little Monday. That was a good old weekend. Let's pivot, people, if you will, to things that wasn't so good for one of the home teams here in the Triangle. The Duke Blue Devils was taking on the Louisville Cardinals. Louisville 80. Duke 73. How bad was this for Duke, guys, in terms of, you know, they was coming back and you guys were throwing parties and everybody was talking about they was back and, you know the real, you know, brotherhood was back on top. How bad was this loss, K-Mac?
Oh, you want to go to me first now? Oh,
yeah, okay. I'm going to go to you first. Yeah, because, I mean, you the ring leader over there. Yeah.
Well, it was a tough loss, as you can imagine. It was a hard-fought loss. It was a hard-fought game, but honestly, these type of, you know, little hiccups happen. Just like Coach Williams just said, you know, he had a little blip a couple weeks ago, and now they came back, showed a lot of resilience, played well. I expect the same thing from this Duke team. I think they learned a little bit more about themselves. I think they figured out some things that they need to continue to work on, continue to push through, and quite honestly, you gotta play better defense, young people. Please. If you play better defense, I guarantee you it'll work out. But I'm sure Coach K is pounding that point home this morning as we speak.
Does this one game, well, this one game, I mean, they got a couple more or two as well, but could be the bad break of them getting into the NC2A.
Stop it.
Jasmine,
don't start that
over the top to be thinking that that's kind of over the top or just. But
no, okay. Not at all.
That's what I was saying.
What? Jasmine.
They needed to win this game. In my opinion.
You letting Reese help you. He's not tainting me. Bad stuff in the air. Yeah, he's putting that bad stuff in the air.
I didn't say anything. Okay, Mayor.
You wouldn't even ask the question if that ain't what you wanted. Leading the witness.
How's that?
Objection. Objection. You're leading the witness.
Okay. Jasmine. Your reaction to the game, Duke versus Louisville.
Thankfully for me, I actually wasn't really able to see too much of it. I caught a little bit of the overtime just because I was still over at Carolina. But I actually do think this is a really bad loss for Duke. They were riding high on a couple wins, and they just weren't able to get it done. Matthew Hurt really put the team on his back with 37 points and 7 rebounds, but that is just not enough. They didn't have an answer for Carlick Jones, and that's the second time. This is a sweep, a regular season sweep.
What's the kid named? How do you pronounce his first name? Carlick?
Carly Jones. That's how I pronounce it. I really hope that's okay.
One of my,
I thought you said
not because he played so well the other night, but I love watching him play. If you watch, we talk about somebody that commands the basketball, knows exactly what he's gonna do with the basketball, controls the team. One of my favorite players, straight up. CJ, they call him. I like watching him play. I mean, he transferred from Rutgers or somewhere. He transferred in. I'm not sure what school he was at prior to Louisville, but that kid, he a pro. I'm trying to put it down. He's definitely gonna play at the next level. So, but I don't know. Let's hear. We mentioned it's tough loss for Blue Devil Nation. I'm pretty sure Mr. Blue Devil be tweeting out, or maybe not, cause you know he don't tweet out when Duke loses. But they asked Coach K whether or not his team was complacent. Really? Let's take a listen.
I don't think complacent is a good word. Because our kids were ready to play, but they did not realize the level that they had to be ready to play at, and we're knocked back. And as you know, and we have the senior, and you've won four in a row. There's a little bit of an edge that is taken off.
Mm. Okay. What do you guys think? You think they came in like, okay, we playing well. Everybody think we're going to the tournament so we can just do what we got to do.
And Duke probably saw the Louisville UNC game and they were like, oh yeah, this team, we got them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that's possible. And I think it was Wendell Moore who agreed with the question and kind of prompted this one to Kay about whether they were complacent coming into this game a bit. So I think I want to say it was Wendell Moore. He agreed that he felt maybe they were a bit complacent.
Well, defensively, they damn sure was complacent. So
that's what happens when you got a young team. That's why I think. I mean, I won't be surprised tomorrow. We'll be sitting here talking. I said, man, Carolina, they really? I mean, because sometimes we got a really, really young team. They don't. It's kind of hard to push past that. It's kind of hard not to start feeling yourself a little bit after a big win. So we talked about the good in Carolina. We talked about the bad in Duke over the weekend. How about the Wolfpack? Another good. How about them? Now, how many wins is this in a row?
This is four. Four for them.
Four wins in a row. NC State 65, Pittsburgh 60. Did the fans impact this game?
Smaller number. They didn't have the 32 that Carolina had. They had about 500 fans in attendance yesterday, but I still think that was even something. It's almost people? Like, yeah, I believe that's what got to me is that there were 500, about 500 fans in the arena, in the PSC, in PNC Arena, excuse me. But I think even that small of a number made an impact. They had the cheerleaders there. And so for the first time, you know, for both schools, they have fans coming and cheering as they run out onto the court. I think that just gives them an immediate boost to start the game. And both of those teams did end up winning.
Exactly right. They asked Coach Keese about the fans. And this is what we had to say about that.
So, yeah, it was definitely the crowd.
Ain't Coach Keith.
That was Jericho.
That doesn't and sound like
I get
like
the weirdest feeling when I walk out there. You know, when I'm right now, as Joe said, I think Joe may have tweeted this a long time ago, or somebody did, hold up the media room as a locker room. So when I walk by and I look going to the media room, I'm like, man, this is weird. And I say it every time. And for the first time when I was going to talk to my team, I looked out there and I heard the cheerleaders. I saw students. It was a good thing. So I'm happy about it. I thought it was a great lift for us. It was good to see some folks back in the seats.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more, Coach. Couldn't agree more.
500? Well,
65-62 win over the Pitt Panthers. And that is a sweep in the regular season for NC State over Pitt.
Yeah, Pitt came in with two of their starters not playing on the team anymore. I still don't know the real story behind that.
Why don't you ask a question about NC State making it to the tournament? Why don't you ask about that?
K-Mac. K-Mac. So move, K-Mac. You asked the question.
I'm just trying to, you know, look at, you know, equal opportunity.
That's, That's so fair. That's so fair. So four games in a row, trending towards the ACC tournament. If they continue this, you know, this pattern, K-Mac, you think NC State get a bid to the tournament?
Absolutely. If they continue on this winning streak, if they continue down this path and continue on this pattern, they absolutely could possibly get a bid to the tournament. I mean, it may be last in, but they may get a shot if they continue down this path.
How many?
And I think it's all going to determine on how well they play in the ACC tournament.
Got it.
Oh, wait a minute. Were you asking me where they're going to get a bid to the ACC?
No, What are the projections for? How many teams ACC people are saying they're predicting ACC? The ACC is going to get into the tournament. The ACC conference.
I think that's a good question. I have no clue.
I think I heard 7 at one point.
I was just about to say, at the rate things are going with basketball in this country, it may be all of them.
That's what Coach K wanted, right? He said that in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Unbelievable.
He knew what was coming.
Just worry to the wise. Duke, one of the three reasons why you guys probably didn't do what Carolina and what NC State did over the weekend. It's three reasons, only three.
One.
You didn't have your Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Two.
You didn't have your Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. And?
Three.
You didn't have your Fisher Sports. They had the Fisher Sports apparel at the sports shop, which is under armor. If it kept you right, it maybe had gave you a win and kept you tight. I'm sad at that.
Boy, we just feeling so good this morning.
Call the park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Over on UNC, I don't think they're going to win over Florida State tomorrow, but I do say that their starting lineup will finish in double figures scoring, but they will not win this game. Loud and wrong. Just loud and wrong.
I would have never said anything so off. Oh,
okay. Yeah, but it's put it down, so you got to go, you know, go outrageous heading into the
weekend.
I was
supporting the Tar Heels, of course. I said, you know, because the fans will be back in the seats. It'll make it have a tremendous impact.
Hey, DC, if you please.
And DC, you good. You good. I know
that
we got
to
go.
That is so far to the level. Can't imagine talking about.
What are you talking about? I support you Tar Heels all the time. Yeah, okay. What are you talking about?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I had a thought this morning real quickly that what player's game in the NBA kind of mimics your personality and why? Jay Fritz. Who's that one player that when you see that NBA, he's doing it, he, in this case, doing this thing. Which one mimics you like? That's me right there. That's Jay Fritz. Who is that?
Y'all are probably going to laugh, but I'd say Klay Thompson. You know he's one of my favorite players, but it's really because I get the vibes. You know what I mean? Like, I just get him, I feel like, on and off the court.
Not the dude.
Why not? He doesn't, and here's why. He's not this super complicated kind of guy. He has a very simple style of play. You pass it to him, you're expecting him to shoot it. He doesn't have to do. He moves off the ball real well. Y'all set it up for me. I'm just here to deliver. That's kind of the parallels I draw. You know, I'm nothing flashy. Just here to deliver. Y'all kick it to me. You know what you're gonna get, kind of thing. So I pick Klay Thompson.
Oh, that's pretty good. DC, who you got?
Let's see. I'm going to go Nick Batum. Just paid to be here.
I'm just happy to be involved.
Just happy to be
paid.
Involved. No, I'm kidding. I was actually thinking about keeping it somewhat local. I'm thinking actually kind of Cody Martin. Versatile player. Guy you can plug into different spots and, you know, may not always be the star, but, you know, you need someone to get something done. I'm your guy to call on. So Cody Martin.
Wow.
I'll keep it local.
That's a good one. That's a good one. K-Mac, I can't wait for this one. I mean, it may not be an NBA player in the game. It may have to be two or three players to make up one K-Mac, but who?
That's what I'm saying.
What NBA saying. Player? We see this player came back. You're like, okay. That's Clint right there. Yeah, that's Clint right
see,
there.
Watch out there now, boy. They don't know nothing about Clint now. Don't you start.
Okay.
They don't know. They don't know who Clint is. Honestly, Klay Thompson was really my pick. I mean, for all the reasons Jasmine mentioned, Klay Thompson was really my pick because I'm not flashy, you know. I'm not that kind of person that's out there like that. You know, it's not all about me. You know, I'm not.
Don't need the ball in your hands.
Right. To be that dude, I don't need the ball because I'm that dude. You know what I mean?
Okay. He's not flashy. He don't want attention, but he that dude. Okay.
Takes minimal bounces to get a shot off.
I thought you were going to go LeBron on me, man. That's what I thought.
No, I'm not LeBron. I'm more. Let me see. I'm more of a Zion / Kawhi Leonard type.
No way.
You know what I mean?
Huh? You have been accused of being
watch
Zion
out, watch,
well,
that,
father.
Oh, oh,
hold on. At the ACC tournament 2 years ago.
Okay, I see why you picking Zion. Okay.
If you don't pick your son, who you gonna pick?
For me, and I was thinking about this during the break. This kind of shot me. And I don't know, Chris Paul. I mean, the Chris Paul throws shade from time to time, you know, indirectly. I do that a lot on this show. I'm thinking, I'm going with CP3. I'm doing for exercise. Maybe we'll do that for football players one day.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Sports Shop. Reese came on. Good look, bad look. Monday. That jazz, man. Backing up with it. Being somewhat neutral.
Amazing.
True. but more neutral than amazing. Ironically enough, today you've been middle of the road. Shadeless.
Straddling the fence.
Right. The proverbial fence. Had a good weekend, apparently?
I did. I actually that did have a good weekend.
Okay. We know someone else did. So they couldn't hold it. They just couldn't wait. You got DC behind the glass doing what he does. Taking up the shade when nobody else does. DC, what's this shady poll question you got up for today?
Just a simple, honest question you can find at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. After their loss to Louisville, do you think Duke will make the NCAA tournament? Simple yes or no. Right now, 73% of the people say no, they will not.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Did you have a similar poll question up after the debacle by UNC last weekend? I mean, last week?
I think he had something question. Similar to it.
I may
no,
have.
No, he did. No, he didn't. No, yeah, I know he did.
Oh, okay.
I had a question.
Any reason?
I have one. Is NC State going to make the NCAA tournament?
Right.
It's not the
right.
same.
Because Reese said something about being fair and balanced early in the show today. And I was just wanted to see if we could revisit, you know, just the definition of fair and balanced.
Oh, I did have one about last week. Or is Duke back? Yes, no, or did they ever leave?
Okay, so that's two Dukes. Okay, keep going. Okay. All right, I'm just checking. I mean, I'm not, State, not that
no,
I'm keeping score.
I think he had one.
Yeah, I actually have one. Which men's basketball team in the Triangle is playing the best?
Yes.
Duke, UNC, or NC State?
Right.
NC State won that poll. I'm sorry, take that back. UNC won that poll. My apologies.
Okay.
NC State was last.
So even when you ask a question about UNC, you got to add everybody else in.
I like to be inclusive.
I was going to say the same thing.
I like to be inclusive.
Okay.
When it comes to Carolina.
Right.
Dennis don't have no. I mean, Dennis is fair and balanced.
I have no ties. I do not care.
Right.
Yeah, but
I mean, I have one about NC State solo. But, are they going to make the tournament? It's
okay,
about the same percentage, 74%. No.
I'm noticing a pattern here. I don't see any shady questions about that other place over there.
Which other place?
The one over there where they got the drinking fountain. Oh, what's that thing called? Wishing Wheel? Something? I don't know. They call it the old.
Was it UNC anyway. Rex?
I don't know.
Anyway, don't okay.
But it's okay. I appreciate you, Dennis, for at least, you know, going back over the last week or two, just to help at least myself. I mean, maybe even Jasmine as well. Oh, just kind of.
I did mention North Carolina exclusively. I actually asked on a poll last week, are you excited that fans will be able to attend games in North Carolina?
No, Dennis, this is the thing. Have you asked a question on Twitter about UNC making the tournament, the NCAA tournament? That's what he's getting at.
Any derogatory question about
the thing is, UNC Dennis,
on this doggone
poll.
Came,
Dennis, you put the poll up, you want to put up. Don't be influenced by them. I mean, you've been fair and balanced the whole time. You have no skin in the game. Put up what you want to put up. And today is a perfect example of, you know, timing of everything that's going on in college basketball, whether or not Duke's going to make the tournament. Now, I think that's a valid poll, given where we are right now.
Clearly, Jasmine, we are not on the text thread pre-show.
Yeah, about, I see.
About the poll question.
I have
clearly
one,
we're not on that text thread.
February 9th, should college athletes be suspended for attending a party that causes postponements of games?
See? So almost a month ago. UNC.
See, look at that.
And that's what you come up with. And that's what you come up with.
Okay. They had to make headline news.
Right. For you to say anything derogatory or even hint at such a negative statement against Carolina basketball.
Oh, February 3rd, will UNC men's basketball make the NCAA tournament this year, yes or no?
Look at that. Oh, look at that. Wow. See, now,
almost a month ago.
There it is.
And the day before that, I did, will Duke make the NCAA tournament? And the day after that, will NC State make the men's basketball tournament?
Oh, that was the day that we did them all.
Yeah, we did
the span days. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. See? Once again, Jasmine.
That's including everybody still.
There you go.
But they're all individual. I don't see the issue here.
Dennis, listen. I mean, an apology should not contain, well, this is what you did to me, but I'm sorry.
Am I apologizing for something?
No.
Oh.
But you can't ask a question about and say that I'm being fair, but you threw everybody in there. That's not the same thing. It's okay, Dennis. I'm not upset.
Let's start putting up our own poll, K-Man.
Are you sure?
Thank you. So you sure?
Why would I be? Like, what?
I neglected to ask, Dr. Reese, outside of the tremendous play by your, you know, beloved basketball team this weekend over in Chapel Hill, how did every weekend go, Reese? Doing good?
I had a great weekend. Everything's good. So I celebrated the anniversary of my fraternity, my line.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
oh,
I want to ask you about that.
Hold on,
man. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Was that you playing the piano or organ or whatever that was?
Yeah, I know. That was me several pounds ago playing the piano. Yes, that was me. So, absolutely.
Now, I know damn well your piano teacher didn't teach you how to sit like that. Why were you sitting up straight? Huh?
Slightly leaned forward.
I know. Hey, right. Trust me. Probably because I couldn't sit down right or something, if you know what I mean. But anyway.
I said, Reese playing the piano under duress.
Man, talk about pressure. You missed a note. Because the crazy part about it, half of the guys, like, it was like 20 guys in the chapter. They were all in the band. So they you can't miss a note. You couldn't miss nothing. So I'm like, man, this is crazy. Yeah, whole lot of pressure. But yeah, 40 years ago, that's a long time.
Reese playing the piano under the rest. That's amazing. Yep. All right, so Dennis, I apologize, man. I wasn't really trying to throw you under the bus or anything like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you say that after you backed over me too?
Right. That's kind of how you. That's kind of how your poll questions go. You know what I mean? That's kind of how your poll questions go. Hey, I'm not saying anything negative about you guys, but you think you may make it to the tournament or not? Anyway, we got Shakai on the line. I'm sure he wants to. Lord, give me strength. Say something about Tar Heel basketball. Hey, Shakai, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, K-Mac. Good morning, Breathtaker One. Good morning, D.R.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Mm-hmm. February 28th was just a fantastic day. I heard you guys talking about the illustrious D. Earl Reese celebrating 40 years. How old was you? It's 40 years. Were you 3 years old?
Yeah, I was seven.
Oh, just 10-4. I thought you was four, but I digress. Congratulations, sir, 40 years. But
Thank you.
Yesterday was the birthday of the late, great Dean Smith. My beautiful mother's birthday was yesterday. I had to represent four. Love my mom, man. It's not like having a mother, but I wanted to kind of just dig a little bit because it was just a fantastic weekend for me personally. You thought I was going to start with the Tar Heels. We'll get to that. Let's talk about those New York Knickerbockers. Did my man Perry and Cavie talk to you yet? Did he call in? I know he's probably listening. My New York Knickerbockers are playing some good basketball. This makes me feel good inside of a race. Came back. That's a, you know how long it's been? It's probably been about 40 years. The Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Speaking of to be more years, specific, it's been 40. If you really want to know the answer, it's been 43. But not just, not that I'm keeping count.
Since my New York Knickerbockers play some good basketball. But, oh, man, Saturday probably. Oh, Sunday was fantastical, but Saturday was fantastic. Oh, it's still good look, bad look, right? So let's talk about the good look Saturday. Boy, them Tar Heels, they boy. I think we still had a little hangover for the Marquette game. And we'll get on that a little bit because I got a little bone to pick with a couple of these hosts on the show. But we played Tar Heel basketball. The Carolina Way stepped up. Oh, man, what's that freshman? The big fellow from Georgia.
Walker man, Kessler.
That Walker young Kessler. Man plays some basketball. Oh, my goodness. Let the kid play. He grew up. Maybe it was a few fans we let into the Smithson. It's good to see the fans back. And those
Jasmine, who they got next, Jasmine? Jasmine, who they got next?
Syracuse today. They play Syracuse tonight. Today?
Okay, well, good.
Yes.
Good, so good. You, how about this? How about you call back tomorrow, Mr. Kessler? Come on.
Okay. We'll see what happens. But listen, you, K-Mac, and you, Miss Fritz, y'all were giving. And Earl Reese, I felt bad, but Earl took it like the man that he is. But they were giving the Tar Heels a rough time. Talk about Marquette. This he schedule them. What is this? What happened?
I take it I was the he part.
Yeah.
What happened to Durham on Saturday night? Huh? What happened to Durham on Saturday evening? The Cardinals came to town. How did that look? Well, Hurt was looking pretty good. Hurt, but you know what? Hurt scored 37. He needed about 57 because you didn't get the job done. So let me say this. Were you guys at home playing at the not important tournament? Maybe I'll let a few more fans in there. Hey, K-Mac, you want me to go over there and report with you? When they're playing over at Durham, maybe they'll play over at Durham Tech. Huh? Talk to me, tell me something. 900 wins.
Here's another one. Coach. Anything else, Shakai? Anything else you want, Shakai?
Before I hang up, I'm going to say this. Y'all put some respect on Roy Williams' name. Y'all going to stop disrespecting the program. Phil Ford, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Earl Reese, congratulations. Keep on nooping my brother from another mother. Earl Reese, you the man. Jay Fritz, you know I love you, sweetie. K-Mac, you my brother. Keep on putting those emotional messages. In fact, K-Mac, why don't you send those avatar cartoon messages over there to your boys?
I got one coming out today. Don't you worry.
That's a good suggestion.
I got one coming out today. Don't you worry.
I love y'all. You can do it by the peace of love. Let's go. Happy March Madness. I'm out.
Oh, goodness.
Have a great day, Shakai. It is March. March is here.
This is going to be uber painful. This is horrible. Syracuse, huh? So I got to put my hopes and dreams on Syracuse. Okay. All right. But D.C. So seeing the outcome of this game tomorrow, I wonder what kind of poll question we'll get from D.C. tomorrow. It'll probably be something about, like, LeBron or something.
I never once posted about LeBron.
Something completely unrelated to the game.
Yeah, completely unrelated. Kawhi Leonard or, you know, Steph Curry or something ridiculous. Something that makes no damn sense.
Man, how are your
negative
business
about UNC,
hey,
though?
Hey, how are your business? Okay.
Look, won't be anything negative about UNC. Don't you worry.
I didn't lose to Louisville.
Thank you.
I didn't fail to box out on a missed free throw late in the fourth, late in the second half.
Hey, real quickly before we move on, I'm going to ask you guys, good look, bad look, on these soap operas that are playing out about Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. Good look, bad look. What do you guys think?
It might be a bad look for them right now, but in the bigger scheme of things, the larger scheme of things, I think it actually will be a good look. I think this is where we're at as far as turning the point at how QBs in the front office operate. in both of those cases, those are some of the core issues between Deshaun Watson, Texans, Russell Wilson, Seahawks. So I think that right now it doesn't feel like it, but I think, you know, over time, it'll actually be a good look that these kinds of relationships are starting to, I guess, be more defined as far as what the players want. And so then that'll be the expectation moving forward.
Ooh, Jack. Ooh, you had to wait. You had to break it like that. I don't have time to dig into that one. Ooh. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Rick.
Same here. I agree with her 100% on that one. I mean, the climate has changed a little bit. I think, I just think it's interesting. You have certain types of, Dak, even Dak throw him in there, even Russell, and of course, Deshaun Watson, all three of those quarterbacks still somewhat undetermined where they're going to play next year. And, you know, and for various reasons. So I think that they're looking out to their own fate, as Jasmine talked about. It's important they do this because it could set the tempo for the next time, next wave of quarterbacks that's coming through and trying to be divorces for them. So we'll see what happens with that, I think.
Really? You don't feel like they're just forcing the issue? You don't feel, I mean, of course, obviously they're forcing the issue, but you don't feel like it's, I mean, Deshaun's whole scenario playing out, so they're going to have to eventually sit out, you know, and, you know, if he sits out, he's going to lose money, but unless he's injured, he doesn't have to pay the money back. And it's like all of that drama, all of that, does it have to play out like that? So who's at fault here? Is it the quarterback or is it the organization? It's not that, I mean, I don't know. It gives me, I don't know. And I'm stopping short at blaming the athlete because they have to protect their own interests when it comes to their career. So I get that. But man, this seems to be getting ugly and ugly about a week. Come down to the possibility of these quarterbacks just sitting out is a real scenario, especially.
Now, I do think the longer it goes, I think it hurts the quarterback a little bit. The longer this thing goes on, in my opinion.
They should just wait them out like Jerry Jones did that, you know.
I don't know. I think they lose value in their argument and in their position the longer it goes. But that's, you know, we'll see where it is.
Jasmine, you said good look, bad look about having fans return. I think it was great, don't you?
I think it's a good look for the teams. I, like Roy stated in his post-game presser after their win over Florida State, that I hope there's not a spike that comes with having the fans because they're such an important piece to the game. So as we move into postseason play, I think it's going to be, you know, the tournament will be much better with fans just because they mean so much for the teams and they really give them a boost and a lift of energy. With that, though, I hope that the cases don't spike, that, you know, people aren't being irresponsible with socially distanced and being socially distanced and wearing masks and stuff, because then it could turn into a bad look real quick.
Yeah, I think it's a good look if it's controlled. As we see over the weekend, some teams are allowing people, some schools allowing fans to come back. It's going to affect the ACC tournament. It's coming up. The limited amount of people going there, as well as media. So I think it's a good look if it's controlled to allow people to come back, but we'll see whether that's going to impact going forward with a spike or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be controlled, and it's definitely a good look for him coming back. I'm just a little put off. We couldn't find more than 500 people to come watch NC State.
I don't understand that one.
I think that was the number they allowed. I don't think that was they couldn't get people to come.
That's a big place. Big place.
Yeah, but see, that's precautions. They're saying, you know what, we're good on, you know, not every – I don't even think – UNC, did they do their 15% capacity? I think it is for those arenas. I think they were just like, maybe that's too much.
Okay.
Just a trial run. I mean, 500 seemed like just a beta test, Ree.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I think it's a good thing. I can't wait to see how it continues to play out.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.